Page 18. Governmental Affairs Report. Mitch Pomerantz. As I write this in mid-November, the CCB Governmental Affairs Committee met last week to consider advocacy initiatives for 2015, as well as other related matters. Beginning in December, proposed legislation may be introduced, so it is definitely time to get on the stick, as they say. It appears that our proposal to include some reader service and document completion within the IHSS, In-Home Support Services, program will be reintroduced, this time with our suggested language more specifically defining who would be eligible for such service. With luck and a bit of effort, this bill will be in the hopper by the time you read this. In 2014, the State Department of Rehabilitation, with input from the Blind Advisory Committee, BAC, drafted a State Price Schedule, a document whose intent is to make the process of acquiring technology and other services for clients more timely and efficient. As a relatively new member of the BAC, although I previously served on it during the late 80s, I can tell you that serious deficiencies in this policy still exist. Based on a previously passed CCB resolution, we will be looking for a sponsor for legislation to at least make a start toward resolving some of those deficiencies. With the concurrence of Guide Dog Users of California, GDUC, we are looking to introduce legislation proposing some changes to and within the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. Introduction of such legislation may by necessity have to be delayed until 2016 due to a number of factors, so continue to read this column and learn where matters stand. I should also mention here that CCB is in the process of joining a coalition of groups within California whose purpose is to pressure the state to restore its former state supplementary program, SSP, share of SSI benefits. Currently, California provides the absolute minimum required by the federal government, and this coalition effort is geared toward increasing the SSP amount by something close to $100 monthly. This will likely be a long-term effort, given the existing fiscal climate, even within a very blue state such as California. And speaking of matters national, we are preparing to participate in the 2015 ACB Legislative Seminar, taking place on Monday and Tuesday, February 23 and 24 in Washington, D.C. Assuming you are reading this sometime in early to mid-January, we are interested in hearing from those who would like to attend. Unfortunately, CCB is not in a position to cover your expenses. What we are looking for are individuals who can, 1. Independently make appointments with members of Congress, 2. Attend two or more telephonic meetings between now and the seminar in order to finalize logistics for our visit to Capitol Hill, taking place on Tuesday the 24th, 3. Commit to a face-to-face meeting the evening prior to our Hill visit to handle last-minute schedule changes. This will necessitate the ability to take and read notes. And 4. Be willing and able to travel with or without a sighted guide while on the Hill. ACB makes every effort to have a sufficient number of volunteers on hand, but that isn't always possible. If you think this sounds like something you'd like to do, please contact me either via email, mitch.pomerantz@earthlink.net, or phone 626-844-4388. We are also seeking input from our members relative to your interest in coming to Sacramento, probably during March, to participate in a CCB Capital Day. Again, we are unable to cover your travel expenses, but with a goodly number of new legislators, this is the best way to get our advocacy message out on behalf of the California Council of the Blind. Please use the above email address and or telephone number to indicate your interest in participating in a proposed Capital Day.